Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth every day. Glad you're here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, half of all new gun owners are women, which pretty much blows up another one of the lies told by anti-gun leftists in this country. More women packing heat every day. We'll tell you about that. Number two, a government shutdown could be on the way if the two sides cannot find a solution to the debt ceiling. Democrats want it lifted forever, but Republicans, they don't agree. And number one, the Delta variant of COVID-19 continues to infect millions of people, and it isn't going away fast, although numbers are finally coming down. But for some, it's time to try something a bit different. I mean, maybe we should, right? We keep going back to the same old things. Mask up, socially distance, get vaccinated. But what if the vaccine doesn't work the way it's supposed to? We've come to that conclusion, many of us. It doesn't prevent the spread of the Delta variant for sure. And millions of people have gotten sick that are fully vaccinated. Some have died that are fully vaccinated. And you have to ask yourself, well, that's not the promise that we heard. Not from President Donald Trump. Not from President Joe Biden. Not from people at the CDC and from Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson and all over. So Senator Rand Paul says there should be a new vaccine for the COVID Delta variant to stop this thing. Here's what the senator had to say.
So the real answer right now is probably allowing a new vaccine to come forward. Instead, they're wanting to sell you last year's news, the old vaccine as a booster, but it doesn't really affect the Delta variant as well as the new one will. So just like with the flu, we get a new vaccine each year. There is a Delta vaccine out there. And what they should do, instead of trying to mandate that your newborn get a shot before they leave the hospital of a vaccine that's now a year old, they should be following Trump's predicate and doing an actual Operation Warp Speed for a new vaccine, a new Delta variant. It's already made. We just have to get it through the red tape now.
So here's the real story, though. The fact of the matter is this virus continues to change quickly. To adapt, to change, to change its function. I think the term is gain of function. Leading us all back to the lab in Wuhan. All roads lead back to Wuhan. And here's a story you might not have heard this week coming out of the Daily Mail in the UK. Ex-Chinese Communist Party insider Wei Jingxing speaks out on the Wuhan theory relating to COVID-19 because now scientists in Italy claim to have detected evidence of COVID in blood samples dating back to September of 2019. If this is true, and I believe it is, this would substantiate what I have told you for more than a year. This would substantiate what I've told you since March of 2020, and that is that COVID was present on the ground here in the United States by Thanksgiving of 2019 or just before. This timeline put forth by the Italians would certify that I've been telling you exactly right based on the math, because you have to go back to March of 2020. The director of the Ohio Department of Health, the doctor, she came out and said, we believe 100,000 cases in Ohio right now, detected or undetected. And if you work the math backwards in the doubling time of the virus, that would put you into the first parts of November 2019. I had no reason to doubt her assumption then. I have no reason to doubt her assumption now. So what that means is COVID was here long before they've told you, long before they've admitted, long before that they maybe even realized it was here. Listen to David Asher here. After listening to Dr. Robert Redfield, the former CDC director, say the COVID virus was supercharged in the lab. That's what Dr. Redfield believes. And more variants are likely to come that are even worse. Here's what David Asher had to say. Listen to this.
I mean, this is what happens when Frankenstein's monster gets out on the loose. And, you know, the fact that the U.S. government has any relationship still to the Wuhan Institute through the Sequel Health Alliance is, frankly, in my mind, criminal.
I don't disagree with that. The fact that we have any relationship at this point going forward with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the fact that we have any casual relationship, friendly relationship, is criminal. No question about it. It all leads back to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So here the report continues from the Daily Mail. Beijing initially tried to cover up the virus by punishing medics who discovered it, denying it could spread person to person, and delaying lockdown of affected regions. You remember that, of course. The World Health Organization coming out in January 2020 saying it is not contagious between human beings. Of course, that was a lie. The World Health Organization was being funded almost entirely by the Chinese Communist Party. Then once the virus began spreading, the Communist Party began censoring public information about it and spread disinformation overseas. Read Facebook. Read Twitter into that sentence. Social media giants were getting tons of money from the CCP. And they continue to get tons of money from the CCP, and they continue to bury this story. Even now, prominent politicians have warned that infection and death tolls being reported are wrong. Those coming out of China and those coming out of the United States. When murder suicides and car accident victims are listed as COVID deaths, you know that's not true. So you've got one group of people trying to hide the virus. You got another group of people trying to inflate the numbers. You've got disinformation being spread like a manure spreader in a field. It's throwing chunks out there like a manure spreader in a field. Doctors in China began reporting the existence of a new type of respiratory infection early December of 2020. Excuse me, early December of 2019. But rather than publicize the reports, Chinese police put people in jail. One of those doctors would later die from the virus. They began a draconian lockdown. Li Wenliang, one of the first Chinese medics to report the existence of the coronavirus, forced by police to confess to spreading false data, and then died from the virus. Samples analyzed as early as December 26 suggest that a new type of SARS was circulating. That according to the Washington Post. But Wuhan was not locked down until January 22nd, more than 3 weeks later. Wuhan's mayor also admitted an error that allowed 5 million people to travel out of the city before the lockdown came. 5 million super spreader events. Chinese authorities have also been reluctant to hand over information on the country's patient zero, either because they don't know or they just won't. It could have come from a variety of places, but it came from a lesser horseshoe bat. That's where this virus originated. The nearest colony of lesser horseshoe bats is 900 miles away. 900 miles from the lab in Wuhan. I can assure you, he didn't fly there looking to go on vacation. These bats were discovered. Some of the people in the cave contracted the virus and died. Then the virus was contained in a capture situation and brought to the lab for evaluation, study, and enhancement. Because gain-of-function studies is to enhance the virility, the lethality of the virus. That was the point. Look for more variants because that's the point of it all. Quick break. We'll be right back. Hillsdale College serves four purposes: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Education and faith thrive in freedom, and freedom requires an educated people, a people of good character, to preserve it. Hillsdale College has been providing the education needed to preserve free government for over 175 years. It continues to provide that education today, not only to its 1,500 undergraduate and graduate students, but nationwide through its free online courses, its support of classical K-12 charter schools, and its other outreach efforts on behalf of liberty. Hillsdale's Articles of Association, dating back to 1844, commit the college to preserving the blessings of civil and religious liberty through the provision of sound learning. This learning includes the Constitution. Hillsdale's motto is pursuing truth and defending liberty since 1844. It will continue to fight to live up to that motto, come what may. Learn more at hillsdale.edu. That's hillsdale.edu.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected. by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town.